Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is basic thugonomics. Word life.
Switching gears a little bit, we've got some breaking news. Oregon star Nate Biddle will withdraw from the 2025 NBA draft and return to school next season, average 14.2 points per game, 7.6 rebounds per game. That via John Rothstein. Huge news for the Oregon Ducks. We saw this in football. It seems like we're seeing this in basketball, except for a couple of key places. Obviously, the Ace Baileys, the Cooper Flags of the world are going to go pro. More guys who are on the bubble of being that late first or even second round pick are going back to school because they're getting paid a pretty good amount of money. So they're not missing out. They're not starting that payment clock later in their life cycle. They're getting it now. And I think it's making both the college football landscape and the college basketball landscape a little bit richer.
Yeah, no, it's going to be really interesting. We've talked about the NIL implications in college football a lot, obviously with Oregon and you know, Dusty being on the sidelines there and having those relationships and just kind of what it's done to college football. You know, you had the number one recruit in the country all of a sudden end up in Miami a couple weeks ago. It was like, huh, interesting. Wonder what happened there. Money got right. But where the money gets crazy is on the basketball side. Because there's less of the guys at the very top. You know, you can talk about Bryce Underwood going to Michigan and getting $8 million. That's great. He got $8 million for 4 years. When you're talking about top 10 recruits or guys that are leaving the NBA and coming back to college, Boogie Flan got $3 million to go to Florida for a year.
Well, we've seen this in the NBA. A one-star impact is much greater when there's 10 people on the playing surface than when there's 22.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the math, folks. The other big thing that I've noticed from years of covering the Nike Hoop Summit is that a lot of the top tier guys, they are 1 year away, not from 1.5 million, but I mean the top tier.
Yeah,
guys.
You're talking about the Cooper Flags, the AJ DeBonses, like the guys you know are going to be top five picks.
They were at the time a March, 9 months away from the multi-million dollar shoe deal and a pretty good size NBA contract from the jump. And when you only have to, as a handler, as a parent trying to make sure your kid's okay, when you're only handling a runway of 9 months to multi-millions versus in football, it's 3 years. And even in the NIL, when you get paid, it's still 3 years till the big money arrives. Mm-hmm. In the NBA, it's one. So it's much more structured. Mm-hmm. It's much more business oriented. And there's a lot more on the line. So if you want to bring one of those guys in, stakes are higher. You're paying more.
And when you talk about the top of the top in college basketball, because you don't have 100 guys on your roster that you, like, again, not all 100 are getting paid, but you have to take care of a quarterback. You have to take care of your left tackle. You have to take care of your DB. You have to take care of your wide receiver. You have to take care of your running back. You have to take care of this.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're in basketball, you take care of your top three.
Like, right.
You, like, they're really taken care of. Now, the other guys are getting money. Don't get it twisted. Like, Alex Caravan is going back to UConn again. And I heard he got $3 million to go back to UConn.
good for him.
That's like,
that's awesome.
That's crazy money. Like AJ DeBonta to go to BYU. I've heard $8 million for a year. And so you're talking about the guys like now Oregon's interesting because everybody talks about the unlimited NIL and how Dusty plays that down a lot. And I've talked to a lot of guys at Oregon. I'm like, look, man, like, yeah, we have Phil, but Phil doesn't really contribute to the Oregon like you think he does. It's more facilities and buildings and all that kind of stuff.
Here's my thing. Hands on it. I don't think Phil gives the most money to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I would say, and I think the piece people miss is, and we've seen this across the landscape, we've seen kids get mad about their money and transfer.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen kids decommit and say, well, I agreed to $2.5 million when I got the paperwork. It's actually $1.7. I think the biggest area, potentially, that Phil Knight helped Oregon was, you know how to structure contracts with athletes? You don't, because you've never done it?
We do.
Nike does. Here's the format.
Yeah.
So that we don't have the messiness. We don't have the Rashada.
Or what was the quarterback at UNLV where that whole nightmare fuel?
Oh, yeah. He asked for an extra million at the... That's not how it works. There's a structure in place. There's something in place. I also happen to think Oregon is not number one in football. In fact, I kind of know they're not number one. But they are very competitive.
Yeah, again, but on the basketball side, Oregon has missed drastically with basically every five-star they've ever had.
Hey. Malik Harrison with the Spur.
Basically every five-star that's come through Oregon has been a monumental bust. And I don't.
And by the way, it's like 0-for-8.
And
it's,
I don't.
It's a long.
That's
list.
An Oregon thing. That is. It feels like it. Like where there's not a disconnect between Dan Lanning and the recruiting and the finances and everything. I think there's a disconnect between Dana Altman and what the organization wants what the school wants the basketball program to be. Whereas Dana Altman is his best when he gets the three, maybe a four star, but chip on your shoulder guy. He reminds me of Tom Crean at Marquette, who won like. Kelvin Sampson at Houston. Like, he's just now, like, what makes Houston terrifying is their team is coming back, and they have a top 10 recruit in Senac joining them, who was just at the Hoop Summit.
Right.
Like, all of a sudden, now it's like, oh, God, there's real talent there now. That's terrifying. Dana Altman is, like, he gets Nate Biddle from Central Point.
But Nate Biddle was a borderline five-star recruit.
But he's not the guy.
No. But that also, I think, factors in with the hit rate.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm playing devil's advocate to your point, I'm saying... Oregon's never landed 1, 2, or 3.
No.
Ever. They've never landed a 1, 2, or 3. The Cooper Flag guy, the Zion Williams, they've never landed that guy.
No.
They've landed guy number 18. Go look at the history of how guy 5-star 17, 18, you said. The draft is a short list.
Mm-hmm.
You get to like 4 or 5 in a good draft, and you're kind of like, he could be a rotation.
Go look at those high school top 100 lists.
He could be a rotation
and you're
piece.
Like, ooh.
So if you're getting guy 17, 18, 19, and by the way, especially early, you're kind of taking flyers on guys that Kentucky, Duke have crossed off.
Yeah.
You're taking flyers. So your hit rate's going to be less than I got John Wall and Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
It's going to be less.
And here's the thing.
However, you still have to deliver on those guys with some wins.
And
NBA contracts.
And Dana's been very good with those the lessers. They're, again, good players, but they aren't the top billing guys.
Dylan Brooks.
Yes.
Tyler Dorsey. Peyton Pritchard. All top 100 guys.
Mm-hmm.
None of them just a bona fide five-star.
Exactly. And Biddle was a guy, some publication the other day had Nate Biddle going in the first round. I'm like, he's not even going to get drafted. And it's like, guys, this, please don't do this. But it doesn't mean Biddle's bad. Like, I know scouts in the league are like, look, man, he's 7 foot tall. He can knock down threes and he can block shots. Like, he's gonna, like, I've brought this up a God knows how many times. Do you know what the hit rate is if you're a seven foot tall male of making the NBA?
Isn't it like 9 to 10% of all humans on earth?
18%.
18. That's insane. 18%
of all 7 foot males will get an opportunity in the NBA because it's a scarcity.
And you're not saying of guys who played in college. It's literally
on the planet.
You're 7 feet tall. 18% chance you're a hooper.
Because if you're 7 foot tall, you're in like the 0.001%
right.
of humans on the planet. And so they're going to give you a chance. Like, does that mean you're going to be in the NBA? No. Does it mean you're going to get a look? Yeah, you're going to get a training camp deal. You're going to have an opportunity in the G League. Like, you're going to get a look because it's such a rare thing.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
But with Biddle, I think going back, go get some money. Good for you. I got nothing against the kid. I think he has a chance to get, like, let's say he goes out and he picks up where he left off at Oregon, which he closed the season incredibly well. I went to that Oregon Rutgers game.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
He was a monster. And I was like, I could see him on the back end. Like, if you told me he was like Jay Huff, like not as explosive as Jay Huff, who plays for the Grizzlies, but he's a shot blocking, you know, balding white guy.
He's just a longer Drew Eubanks?
Fine.
What if he's just? I mean,
different games, but like
different games.
If you're the third big man, look, man, you could go making $2 million a year to play basketball and play 10 minutes a night is a hell of a living.
Yeah, he's gonna play more minutes at Oregon, but he might get that $2 million.
Yeah, but like it's really interesting. Why this is breaking news is. Here in just a little bit, it's the deadline withdrawal date right. For the NBA draft because we're less than a month away. We've already seen some bigger names returning to school. Todd Pettiford went back to Auburn. Boogie Flan transferred from Arkansas to Florida to that absolute demon.
You want to talk about a team that could go back-to-back?
Oh, God.
That Florida team.
Alex Condon's coming
stacked.
Back. Yeah, I mean, they brought in... the point guard from Princeton, Xavier Lee, like they are just loaded to the gills. But you look at college basketball, I genuinely believe that NIL is going to do wonders, not just for college basketball. College basketball last year was great.
Yes.
It was genuinely great.
Well, four of the best teams in the last 20 years came from the Final Four of this group. And because guys are going back because they're getting paid.
Depth, experience, opportunity. And like the fact that it was never going to happen, but the fact that it was a discussion, that it was a 1% chance of happening, that Cooper Flagg could go back.
He wasn't going back.
But no, I was sitting at a table before a Blazers game with it was me and a bunch of scouts and pro personnel directors from another team.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about Cooper and kind of where he was as a player and kind of projecting him. And one of them brought up, when was the last time in college basketball that the best player came back to college? The best player in the country came back to college. And I started kind of racking my head. But he wasn't like,
no, he was one player. He won player of the year, but
he wasn't,
right.
The best
he wasn't actually the best player.
It was JJ Redick.
Yeah.
J.J. Redick was the last player
who was great,
like,
as a sophomore at Duke. And he was good as a freshman. He was elite as a sophomore.
He played all four years at Duke. Yeah. In his junior year, he was a first-team All-American. I think he averaged like a 19 or 20 a game.
Yeah.
I mean, synonymous with, like, he was the best player in the country. And I think it was 05, 06 that he came back. That's the last time that, like, the legit best player in the country came back. And it was like, somebody goes, you know, I've heard that Cooper could get upwards of $20 million come back.
Can you imagine?
Because, yeah, Duke probably pays him 10 because they'll make that back in spades, and it's private school. You don't have to care about it. It's right. Whatever. But New Balance is going to chip in probably another $5 million. Even though he's wearing Nikes, he's going to wear New Balance everywhere else and be in all the ads,
right.
All that kind of stuff. And then whatever other NIL deal to make up the other five. Like, that was like a feasible thing. Like, it was very unlikely. But the fact that
it even is a discussion
is so different from the last 20 years.
Is a massive evolution for basketball. And I think more than that, and that's a good point. I think more than that, players 4 through 25, that player who's like, yeah, I'd probably go like 8th or 9th because I'm limited athletically, but I'm a great player. That guy's coming back. And that's maybe 15 guys from the first round, potentially. That matters.
Might have gone at the end of the lottery. So the highest I've heard of go was like 15, 16, 17,
right,
is Yaxel Lindeberg. He's going back to Michigan.
That's huge.
He got $3 million to go to Michigan, 3 or 4 to go to Michigan. And he was a guy I know a lot of people were like, I could see him as low as like 23, 24, as high as 15, 16. But like, if he goes back, yeah, he's a quote unquote year older. But I'm telling you right now, NBA coaches don't want kids.
Right.
Unless the kid is Victor Wembanyama, unless the kid is Cooper Flagg, they don't want to develop guys.
Because of IQ and feel. Going back to the point we had, it matters for MVP level players. Yep. It matters for your eighth guy. If you have IQ and feel in the NBA,
and you develop
that infinitely better because you're prepared mentally to make the strides and make the progress.
Look at Tumani. It's a perfect,
second team defense.
Yeah, it's a perfect example. He plays 4 years in college, and he just, because he had different roles. This is a guy who played with Ant Edwards.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff just matters, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.